After this month's election, Democrats find themselves looking to the Senate as their leading edge of opposition to President Bush. The Senate is the one place where Democrats can slow down or even stop legislation that they don't like. In the Senate, the Democrats' new leader is a low-key lawmaker who until now was not widely known in the country. He's Harry Reid of Nevada. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with him.
Senator Reid is moving up to replace Tom Daschle, who was defeated by a Republican blitz that was orchestrated by the White House. Harry Reid is a different kind of Democrat from the man he's replacing. He's opposed to abortion, supports gun rights, and backed both wars against Iraq. As he becomes the Democrats' leader in the Senate, Reid says it's up to Republicans to make the first move.
People have to understand how the Senate operates. Right now we have a Republican president, we have a Republican House, and a Republican Senate. They're the ones that must bring the legislation to the floor. When it comes there, we'll do our best to improve it.
So it's a matter of playing defense?
I think it's a matter of working with the majority and building consensus by amending pieces of legislation that they bring to the floor. There's a lot of things we can do, but we have an obligation. Tens of millions of people are depending on us, on health care, on education. What are we going to do about the environment? All these things that are so important, and we are going to do everything we can not to let them down.
Senator Reid is open to discussing the president's agenda, but stands in opposition to much of it, beginning with privatizing Social Security. Reid is also against extending the tax cuts at a time of record federal deficits and is opposed to a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. President Bush called Senator Reid right after Senator Daschle's defeat. The president was trying to reach across party lines. Reid says he wants to work with the president.
We will be happy to sit down and discuss the legislation the president gives us. The problem you have now is only campaign slogans and ideas. I think that now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty where the president's going to have to come forward with real legislation. And I believe that we're all better off if we work something out.
Senator Reid's first job is to rally Democrats while recognizing that he's fighting a popular president. Ross Baker, a professor of political science at Rutgers University, says that Reid's job is doable because Democrats lost, but not by much.
Although they lost four seats in the Senate, a substantial number of Americans did vote for John Kerry, so the picture isn't all that bleak. And I think that one of the things that Senator Reid will want to do is basically work on the morale of Democrats.
Democratic morale at the moment is tied into a likely fight with Republicans over judicial nominations. Republicans painted Reid's predecessor, Tom Daschle, as an obstructionist who blocked the president's nominees unfairly. Reid says that's not the case and endorses Daschle's approach.
We approved 203 judges so far for this president. We have turned down 10. 203-10, that's a pretty good football score. This is a political myth that's been created that we have obstructed his judges. It simply is not true. In response to your question about the Supreme Court justices, we'll take a look fairly at who the president presents to us. If they, for example, gave us Clarence Thomas as Chief Justice, I personally feel that would be wrong. If they give us Anton Scalia, that's a little different question. I may not agree with some of his opinions, but I agree with the brilliance of his mind.
Senator Reid is building a leadership team that includes Illinois Senator Dick Durbin and Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. They want to sharpen the Democrats' message, including crafting appeals to rural and evangelical voters who went solidly for the GOP in the last election. They're also building a rapid response team to try to outflank Republicans in the Senate and in the media.
I think that we have got to become more modern in our response to what is being done by the majority. We want to make sure that we have a microphone just like they do.
Democrats in the House of Representatives are watching Democrats in the Senate closely, both on substance and style. Even liberal Democrats are looking for leadership from not-so-liberal Harry Reid. Elijah Cummings is chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus.
And 99% of those issues that go to the center of people's lives, Harry Reid is right in tune with every other Democrat. With the respect that he has from his colleagues, he'll be able to keep the Democrats together.
Republicans say they can get along with Harry Reid, too. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist told NPR recently that he expects to cooperate with Reid on a host of issues, starting with health care and energy. Senator Frist.
Are we going to see better working relationships in this next Congress? I'm certainly going to try, and I know that Harry's going to try as well. I have tremendous respect for him, and we've had good working relationships, leadership to leadership in the past.
Several Republicans mentioned, with a hint of approval, Reid's background as a Mormon, a former Capitol Hill policeman, a boxer, and a man who grew up in poverty in the small town of Searchlight, Nevada. Whether they can work with Harry Reid may be a test to see if the two parties can work together at all. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.